AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, after the inauguration, traveled to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Former President Clinton, Bush, and Obama were also at Arlington. During the motorcade's trip up Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden and the new First Lady Jill Biden, Harris and her husband, left the limousine for a brief walk and to greet people along the street.
It's been 3 hours. How does it feel, Mr. President?
It feels great.
It feels good?
Feels good.
All righty.
In his address, the new president called on the people to come together.
Moments after taking his oath of office, the president noted anger, resentment, and hatred, a polarized America still reeling from a threat to democracy itself. He says it's time to end this uncivil war.
Let's start afresh. All of us.
Saying the nation needs the collective strength of all Americans to get through a dark winter. Standing at a Capitol assaulted by Trump backers 2 weeks ago, he's urging his predecessor supporters to give him a chance.
If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America.
Saying without unity, there is no peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
After the ceremony and celebration, Biden headed to the office.
This is going to be the first of many engagements we're going to have in here. And I thought with the state of the nation today, it's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
As part of the push to roll back Trump administration initiatives, Biden signed a series of executive actions, including re-entering the Paris Climate Accords and to mandate mask wearing on federal property. Now, former President Donald Trump left Washington before the inauguration, but he did adhere to one tradition, leaving a personal note for Biden in the Oval Office. Biden would only say that Trump wrote a very generous letter. This is AP News. Democrats control the White House, the House, and, by the narrowest of margins, the Senate, as three members of the party are sworn in, two from Georgia and one to replace now Vice President Kamala Harris. She will be the deciding vote in the evenly split 50-50 chamber. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have turned the page to a new chapter in the history of our democracy, and I am full of hope. I would challenge anyone not to feel hopeful today.
Now, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also signaled a willingness to work with the Democrats to a point.
Our country deserves for both sides, both parties, to find common ground for the common good everywhere that we can and disagree respectfully where we must.
McConnell is refusing to enter a power-sharing agreement unless the Democrats agree to preserving the filibuster, which is often used by the minority party to block bills that require 60 votes to advance legislation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.